This is the voice of One Witness Radio Broadcast with Billy Brim. Today you'll be hearing from Billy Brim's teaching on the history of the church in the 1900s. Sister Billy will explain not only the happenings of the 1900s, but also the events leading up to the start of Prayer Mountain in the Ozarks. So grab your Bible and enjoy today's message.
Well, God started to deal with me and He got my heart real soft. I don't have time to tell you all that. My friend, Bob Martin's wife, Pat Martin, she called me and she said, "You and Kent go to church, don't you?" "Yes, we do." "Well," she said, "can I go with you?" Oh, brother, that made me feel terrible. She asked me. She said, "I never was in a church in my life except singing at a funeral." And she said, "I'd kind of like to go and be in the Christmas cantata." Well, at our church, getting in the Christmas cantata just before Christmas took an act of Congress. You had to have been to every choir practice for the whole year. Never missed. But I felt bad, and I talked to the choir leader, and I said, "Please, can she come? She's never been to church." And finally, they relented after no telling how many meetings. And she came. And she got saved. Yes. And she brought her 5 kids to church. And that increased our numbers. They had 5 and we had 4. You can imagine fun we had together. But anyway, she called me one day and she said, "You know what I'm going to do next?" "What are you going to do next?" "I'm going to receive the baptism of the Holy Spirit, speak with other tongues." This was 1967. I said, "Oh, no, you're not." I hadn't had anything to do with getting her in, but I was going to keep her straight. I said, that speaking with tongues is of the devil. She said to me, "Well, why is it in the Bible?" I said, "Well, I don't know, but our denominational paper last month said that it's of the devil." She said, "Well, I'm going to give you 3 weeks, and if you don't prove to me it's of the devil, I'm receiving." So she forced me into scriptures I hadn't meditated. And I got reading them, and I got another phone call, and the other phone call was from a doctor's wife. We lived in a little town north of Tulsa, about 2,500 people. And the doctor's wife, Dr. Honeyager's wife, Allie Honeyager, she said to me, "Can I come visit you?" Well, that's pretty high up the social ladder, little town of 2,500. I said, "Sure, come on." She came knocking on my door, April 1967, and she had on her knee a big, huge thing called a Wallensock tape recorder player. And she said, "I came to play a tape for you." In April 1967, I don't know what is this play a tape for you. I never heard of play a tape for you. I came in B.C. before cassettes. She came in, she put the tape recorder down on my coffee table, and she put on this reel-to-reel 7-inch tape, and I started hearing this Texas voice, and it was Brother Kenneth E. Hagin. And she had chosen a tape called The Father's Care. It was based upon John 17, that when Jesus prayed for us, He said in that prayer that God loved us as much as He loved Jesus. Woo! And the more she played that tape, the Holy Ghost had already softened me up. I haven't had time to tell you about that. By the time she finished, I was under the table weeping. And she moved right in for the kill. She said, "Mrs. Brim, don't you think before you convince Mrs. Martin The baptism with the Holy Spirit is of the devil. You should know more about it. Now I know where Mrs. Martin's getting her information. She's not so smart. I said, yes, I really should. She said, this man, Kenneth Hagin, is going to teach a seminar on the subject next week in Tulsa. I'm going to take you and Mrs. Martin. So I got a babysitter. I got four little kids under the age of 5 and a half. That's how old the oldest one, Shelly, was when the last one was born. But now Shelly's about 9 at this time, so they're ranging down to about 4 and 5. I get babysitters. I'm going to go to meetings with her. That's going to be every morning and every night. And so we go. It's a little bitty room. It's not much bigger than this choir loft. You could cram jam 150 people in there and no more, and it was cram jam. But we walk right down to the front row where there were reserved seats for us. I didn't know it, but Dr. Honegger was on Brother Hagin's board. So I started going to church where people wanted the front seat before they fought over the back seat. So we went right down to the front where there were seats for us. I've been sitting on a front seat practically ever since. Right down to the front, Mrs. Martin, and she got one of the deacon's wife out of our church. And we sat there. And Brother Hagin, because it was the charismatic revival, there was an outpouring in the charismatic days. And if you've ever read his book, how many of you have read I Believe in Visions? Get it out and read it again. And you'll see that he saw a vision, and he saw, it's called the flower garden vision. And he saw a river coming into a flower garden where he and Jesus sat on a marble bench. And that river became people. And they were dressed in work clothes, they were dressed in tuxedos, evening gowns, all kinds of clothes. And they were a river of praise. And the Lord Jesus said to Brother Hagin, these are the people that are coming in from the denominational world, from all walks of life. And I want you to minister to them. Before that, Pentecostals thought you had to come to the Pentecostal church. But the Lord said, I want you to go to a neutral place, and I'm going to bring them to you. Well, I'm one of those ones out of that river. So he had a neutral place. It was Brother Hagin. It was Papa and Mama Goodwin. Did you ever see them? Did you ever see them operate together? You never saw tongues and interpretation unless you saw them. Never, never, never did you ever. And here was Brother Hagin and Papa and Mama Goodwin. Every day Papa Goodwin would teach us, and all the subject was from the Bible on the baptism with the Holy Ghost, day after day, scripture after scripture, account after account. And I'm sitting there Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday, and on Friday. Every day I tried to receive at home. Friday was question and answer day. I raised my hand. My question is, if you see that it's a gift and that it's here and all these things he taught us and you still don't receive, what could be wrong with you? And Brother Hagin spent the whole day teaching, answering my question. Later on, I was the editor of the Word of Faith and I got to use it as a lesson. But he said, if you're right with God, all things being right with God, there's only two things that could keep you from receiving. Number one, a lack of faith. In which case is you go to the Bible because faith comes from the Word. You read these scriptures and faith will come up in your heart. And number two, he said, which is usually it in 90% of the time, a lack of yielding. People don't yield. They go like this. Sometimes you lay hands on people to receive the Holy Ghost, they go like this. Well, you're going to have to yield to the Holy Ghost all the time. So you have to start by yielding to Him. He doesn't just come down like a radio in your belly or strike you with lightning. So he taught on yielding to the Holy Ghost. And after the session, I went back to a little room, which later became my office. And Brother Hagin and Sister Hagin laid hands on me, and I was baptized in the Holy Ghost. I was 29 years old. I'd been born again when I was 9 years old. No, I was 28 years old. I'd been born again when I was 8 years old. And I'm telling you, it came out of me like a fountain. Woo, like a bubble. But it was a spring day. I remember the sky was bluer. The birds sang louder. And out of me is this fountain going over. And I sang. Hallelujah. Woo! Glory be to God. And Mrs. Martin knows over here, and she gets baptized too, but she only gets about one or two syllables. Going home in the car, she said, "I don't think it's fair." She said, "I believed in this longer than you did." I said, "Yes, but you haven't been born again 20 years, your spirit knowing that's the next step. Waiting." Many times in my time of growing up in that good Baptist church in those camps, the Holy Ghost would come on us. And if I'd only known, I could have yielded to Him and spoken with other tongues, but I didn't do it. Oh, man, I'm happy. I call my mother. Told her the good news. Mother's not from the Pentecostal side. It wasn't good news. I said, "Oh, Mother, don't worry. Don't worry, Mom. It's in the Word. Next time I'm with you, I'm going to show you it's in the Word." I said, "But what I'm going to do is, Mom, now, I'm going to take the good things these Pentecostals have to offer, and I'm not going to take the bad. I'm not going to wash off all my makeup. I'm not going to let my hair grow out to a bun. And I promise you, Mother, I will not listen to women preachers." Well, on Sunday afternoon, Brother Hagin brought in a little woman prophetess by the name of Sister Clara Grace. And that's another story. That was 1967. In 1971, I came to work for Brother Hagin, and I became his editor of publications. I took his tapes and made them into books and made them into a monthly magazine. And we used to have a monthly lesson. And I did it all. Typed it. I was employee number 12. We didn't have 300 employees. Typed it. Sent it to the printer. Edited it. Sent it to the printer. Pasted it up. Mailed it. Did every step to that. Bless the Lord. And I remember that one of the first books that I worked on was The Woman Question. And I was sitting in this room that was my office that had been the Higgins bedroom, apartments upstairs. And I started working with that manuscript, and I broke down and cried and cried and cried. I said, "God, do you mean I can do it? Do you mean I can obey you? I can preach?" When I was a little 3-year-old, I used to gather up all the kids at my grandma's house and preach to them. I'd preach out of leaves. I'd pass, get the offering in leaves. I'd sing.
Thank you for listening to the Voice of One Witness radio broadcast with Billy Brim. Today you heard a portion of Sister Billy's message on the history of the church in the 1900s. To order this message in its entirety, please call our toll-free product order line at 1-800-972-3447. That's 1-800-972-3447. The cost is only $5 for a cassette and $6 for the message on CD plus shipping. Also another resource is the book, The Road to Prayer Mountain, for only $3. For information about Billy Brim Ministries and Prayer Mountain in the Ozarks, you may call our ministry offices at 417-336-4877. Call us toll-free at 1-800-972-3447. Or write to Billy Brim Ministries, P.O. Box 40, Branson, Missouri, 65615. From all of us at Billy Brim Ministries, Shalom.